Well, I appreciate everybody being here. I was worried after last week nobody'd show up. So today, I just wanted to touch a little bit on depression and how the Bible approaches it. Depression and anxiety go hand in hand. It's hard to have one without the other. I feel like in this region especially, depression's pretty prevalent. We don't have the greatest economy here. We don't have the most outlets. It does happen, it seems like, at a higher rate here. And especially during the winter, too, you know, shorter days and things like that, you're going to feel more down, right? You can't get out and do as many things as you used to, so... So here's some scriptures about depression. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. And 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride and possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And that last one kind of does speak to me a little bit about depression, right? Because the most likely thing you're going to be depressed about is yourself or your environment, right? It's not often that you're depressed because something's happening in Europe or something, right? It's more about you and what's going on around you. And that a lot of times stems from jealousy, right? That's a big issue. It stems from comparing yourself to everybody. And that's, you know, I want to emphasize that life is not this big competition, okay? It's not to see who finishes first. It's not to see who is the best at everything, right? There's some things that I'm pretty good at and some things that I'm terrible at, right? And I don't feel like God really cares about a lot of things I'm good at, right? And a lot of things I'm bad at, he probably don't care either, okay? I'll tell you something I'm bad at. I cannot tie shoes. I mean, that's the honest truth, okay? God probably does not care about me tying shoes, all right? You'll see that I wear slippers a lot, and there is a reason for that, okay? So these are some signs and symptoms of depression. Hopelessness, isolation, a lack of energy, suicidal ideation, low self-esteem, lack of focus, lack of enjoyment, and overwhelming guilt, okay? As a human, you're going to experience all of these, okay? I know this sounds crazy, but there are numerous studies that say every single person alive has had a suicidal thought. Okay, and that's because it's your basic human right as a person. All right, it's come across your mind. There's no doubt. Does that mean you're crazy? Does that mean things are going terrible? Well, not really. Okay, it's just part of your basic human right, and it's okay. I mean, now if you're thinking about it, and obsessing about it, and it's not a fleeting thought, of course, you know, you want to look at it and get some help and things. But it is. It crosses your mind. And one thing as Christians we have is, I think we feel guilty a lot of times, okay? You're going to mess up, there's no doubt. You're going to mess up, you know, your wife knows you're going to mess up, God knows you're going to mess up, all right? Everybody knows you're going to mess up, and that's okay. I was at my work at Heatherwood. They have a lunch once a month, and... The first time I went there, they say, well, the new person, they have to say blessing, right? And there's like four preachers at this, you know, lunch. So I say blessing, I get done, and they look at me and say, man, that was pretty good. And I say, well, if you had to spend as much time at the altar as I did, you'd be good at it too. So you're going to mess up, okay? And God knows that. That's why he sent his son, right? He knows you're going to mess up, and it's okay. Now, if you do it maliciously or intentionally, that's one thing. Or if you do it repetitively, but don't expect to be perfect. Perfectionists, they're going to be depressed. There's no way that train of thought leads to depression. OCD, you know, my wife's OCD. I'm the least OCD person on earth, okay? I literally have nothing that is organized. Like, I can't think of one thing that I keep organized in life. But my wife has every single thing organized, okay? And that leads to some conflict, obviously. But it is a hard way to think. You should be organized, but you can't take it to an extreme, okay? And you can't take it to the other extreme where you're never organized like me. But this thing of, you know, we're a Christian, we're never going to get messed up, we're never going to mess up. We got saved, so that means we know everything from right from wrong. It's just not realistic, okay? You're going to mess up. There's no doubt in my mind. Again, I mess up like every 10 seconds. So now, as far as some of these other ones, you know, lack of energy, that's, you know, that, lack of motivation. All these things are pretty common things that everybody knows about. A lack of enjoyment, I think that's one that some people don't touch upon a lot. It's like when you do something that usually is fun, but you don't really enjoy it, okay? So, all right, these are some of the triggers for depression. And depression is usually like an overall state, right, as far as like clinically. But feeling bad and feeling down is something everybody goes through. And you should feel down sometimes. If your dog dies, you should probably feel sad. I'm going to worry about you if you're not sad. But again, most of this occurs because of environment or self. You are your own worst critic, right? We are harder on ourselves than anybody else on earth. And then we're harder on ourselves so we don't take compliments, right? If my mom says I do a good job, well, she's supposed to tell me I did a good job. Maybe I should just take that for what it is, right? If Chad tells me I do a good job today, I feel like Chad's going to tell me I did a good job, even if I get up here and just mumble the whole time. But I need to take it for what it is, okay? Maybe he really did feel like I did a good job. So these triggers, okay, insecurities, we're all insecure about something, okay? I'm nervous up here right now. Jealousy, we compare ourselves to everybody, okay? I'm super jealous about how well Jonathan shoots a gun. Like, it embarrasses me. So, I don't even like standing next to him when we hunt, because I'm like, man, he's just going to make me look bad, okay? But that's not really how I should think. Grief, right? We go through periods in life where we're trying to figure out why something was taken from us, or why someone passed away. Not taking care of yourself. If I spend 80 hours in therapy and I don't take care of myself, or I don't do things that's healthy, then I'm not going to be a very good therapist, and I'm going to be depressed. We can't be these robots as Christians that are on the go 24/7 making things, life better and the world better. It's just not realistic, okay? You're going to get burned out. You're going to, you know, do things that aren't as high quality. Now, if I can spend 20 hours in therapy doing really good, that's way better than 80 hours in therapy just going through the motions, okay? And then codependence. As Christians, this is something I think it's almost like in our thought pattern. Okay, we cannot live vicariously through other people. If your mental well-being is based off somebody else's mental well-being, well, that's not very sustainable and not a good thing. If I live vicariously through my clients, then I'm going to be depressed all the time. All right, or I'm going to be anxious all the time. And as Christians, we want to help people. We want to see progress. We want to see do these great things, but it's going to happen regardless of us, okay? If I'm a benefit today, it's not because of me. It's because God showed me these things and helped me today. It's not anything that I did. I can try my best, I can study, I can do all these things, but at the end of the day, if something works, it's because of that person too, all right? If I can't take any credit in therapy for helping somebody. They help themselves, right? I'm just kind of like a vessel. I didn't make the choice for them. If I can make the choice for them, nobody'd be in therapy, okay? Or nobody, or we wouldn't have preaching, right? The people have to make their own decisions, and you can't take credit for it, and that's like a double-edged sword. You can't take credit for it when they don't make the right decision. And that's a hard mindset to get out of. So these are some of the treatments for depression, okay? You know, understanding thinking errors and changing perspective. That's more about seeing how you thought wrong, how things have led to depression, and then fixing it. You can't keep going through the same pattern over and over again and expect something to change. We want to find aspects of life that bring immediate joy. So, and that kind of resets our thinking. When I go fishing and I hook into a fish, it brings immediate joy to me. There's this pure enjoyment for some reason, right? And those are things we need in life. And everybody has those kind of things that brings that to them. Playing with my son brings, immediate joy. The way he looks, the way, in that moment, I'm not thinking about anything else but the joy I'm having. And again, this goes back to taking care of yourself. You have to take care and find time to do these things, or you're not going to be the greatest Christian or the greatest dad or the greatest husband or wife or whatever. So we want to pray to help ourselves change, right? Again, God's not going to make you make these decisions. He's not just going to come down and make you do stuff, right? You have to will yourself and with the help of God, figure out how to make things better. But again, you're part of this. You can't just, expect Him to do all the work. It does take your own work, and that's part of your progression as a Christian. We want to have open discussion and understand those around you want to help. I struggle with this. I don't like opening up about myself. Even though I do it 40 hours a week, talk about these things, it's still hard to talk about it for myself, okay? And part of that is because I feel guilty. And that's wrong of me. I shouldn't feel guilty if I open up to my wife. You know, she wants me to help. Well, she wants to help me. She wants to hear these things. She's there for me. It's not like I'm placing burden on her. I shouldn't feel guilty about it. That's why she's there. She's my wife, right? And I feel like as this church, in this community, there are tons of people that want to hear from you and want to help you. You know, don't feel guilty about it. That's not making their life more burdensome. It's not making it harder for them. It's not going to make them more depressed, okay? People want to help you. And I know, when I was first a therapist, that was even worse for me, is that I just felt guilty about anything. Even my supervisor, I was in supervision, and I didn't want to tell him anything. Because it's like, man, they're just going to think negatively of me, or they're not, it's going to stress them out or whatever. And that's not the case. So we want to take time for ourselves, become more balanced. On Saturdays, I like to go hunting. Should I feel guilty about going hunting? No, I need that time, right? Should I feel guilty because my son's not going with me? Not really, okay? That's not how it works. Should I feel guilty because somebody's watching my son while I go hunting? No, that you have to take time for yourself. Again, we're not robots. And really taking time for yourself every day is something that's important. If I'm had a bad day at work, if I don't take care of it by the time I get home, it's going to affect my wife and kid. There's no doubt. It's going to spew over. So I have to take time for myself. And my wife knows that. If I get home, I say, I just need 20 minutes to just process and chill out for a second. She knows, hey, if I do this for 20 minutes, the rest of the night's going to be way better. And then possible mental health interventions such as therapy or psychiatric services. Therapy is a good tool because that person is non-biased. You don't have a relationship with them outside of therapy. It takes some of the awkwardness out of it. It takes some of the guilt, right? And don't feel guilty about getting these things. Everybody could benefit from them. Psychiatric services, they definitely help. You know, sometimes our genetic disposition says that we make more depressive chemicals than normal, okay? So it definitely is going to help you. And I think God provided these things to help us. It's not, oh, this is a crutch or these are bad things. No, they're there for a reason, okay? And you know, I thank the Lord every day for these things. But these are some of the things that that help and make things better, okay? Don't feel guilty about being depressed. Some people get depressed for being depressed, right? And that's not really that's the thought pattern you're trying to get out of, all right? It's okay to mess up. It's okay to feel down sometimes. You're supposed to have emotions. We're not robots. We can't just go through life numb. God gave us emotions for a reason. They affect our behaviors. They affect how we treat other people. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to embrace. I do appreciate you guys. Again, if there's anything that I could help with, I would definitely do so. Chad was saying on his birthday that, like, in Africa, they had services for, like, 3 and 4 hours at a time. Well, I thought about stepping up my game a little bit. But, okay, I feel like in this society, if you can take 10 or 15 minutes and really focus on your own mental well-being and what's going to make positive, because how often do you really do that? How often do you sit down and take 10 minutes and say, what can I do to make myself feel better? Or what can I do to make myself do better? You know, that probably never happens, okay? So if you can start doing those things just like today, I know that it'll get better. Again, I appreciate you guys having me. Please pray for Tammy. She's not feeling too well. She's got something wrong with her stomach. Just pray for us. Pray that I can still try to be mentally well. Okay. Again, I'm not Gandhi or nothing. And I'm not judgmental either, okay? I've never been in y'all's shoes. I'd probably be more depressed if I was. I do appreciate it.